Now, more New Zealand businesses are apparently stopping staff from accessing their work IT systems when they're on annual leave or on sick leave. Now, apparently this is an attempt to stop burnout. There's a new survey that shows nearly half of employees are just too stressed at the moment to do their jobs properly. With us now is employment law advocate Danny Galp. Hi, Danny.
Evening, Heather.
How many companies are doing this?
It's not as widespread as the media may be actually making out. There are a few doing it, but I believe it's actually a genuine concern for well-being of staff in general, not as a result of this alleged increase in burnout.
Oh, okay. So this is not that they're not looking at their staff and thinking, yeah, we've got a burnout problem right now. They're thinking, actually, this is just life from here on in with your ability to take electronic systems home. We're going to have to just do this.
I think so. The issue with burnout, I think, is actually it's not the cause is not what people think. In my opinion, the reason we're getting burnout at the moment is actually bad leadership. Look, let me explain. Burnout is the most common excuse given when an employer raises performance issues with an employee. And usually the heart of performance issues is not about poor performance. It's generally about a poor working relationship between the worker and someone further up the management chain. And typically, it's the lack of ability as a leader that has led to this relationship problem breakdown in the first place. Mm. Look, good leaders know how to inspire, empower, work with a team to get the most out of them. Unfortunately, bad leaders don't. And ironically, when these sort of issues happen, there's the worker and the leader, they end up exiting the workplace as a resolution to these types of problems.
Is it not possible, Danny, that at the moment the workforce in this country might be suffering some burnout because we're all having to work harder to fill gaps where we just haven't got enough staff?
Well, you look at the hospitals, and that's definitely the situation. Their rosters are pushed to the max. You hear the stories of people can't get beds because, well, there's not beds, but there's not the staff to actually support the beds. The cheapest part for a hospital and getting a bed is buying the bed. The hardest part is finding the staff to look after it.
Yeah.
Those sorts of service industries, yes, I would agree. But generally, I think people are struggling with the concept that, hey, you've got to have work time and you've got to have your home time.
Yeah.
And you get people saying, hey, look, the FOMO, they're missing out. If I'm not answering these emails, someone else may be getting ahead of me.
Would you recommend to other business owners and other employers that perhaps they should consider doing this for their staff, turning off the systems?
Well, it's not just the case of turning off the system. There's a huge amount of implication and procedures and policies that need to be discussed before you do something like this. Before you turn off someone's system, is there a handover that has to happen before they go on annual leave or sick leave? How will customers and clients be affected by such a turnover? What cover arrangements being put in place? Is the appropriate out-of-office message being sent out in these situations? And then it goes back in the other direction as well. Once the person comes back, how do you actually then hand it all back to them? So it's not a simple process. Anyone that thinks about doing this, please just don't make a decision overnight and do it. Have a good discussion with your staff. You get some advice and get some policies in place and spend some time actually consult with the staff. Hey, what do you think is fair and reasonable? Because at the end of the day, the Employment Relations Act is all about good faith, being fair and reasonable, and actually engaging with your staff will actually make them feel part of the process and, should maximise the amount you're going to get out of them long term.
Good stuff, Danny. Thank you for that. Danny Galp, who is an employment law advocate.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.